Man, let me tell you, when I used to practice law, I represented a lot of clients in the community where I lived. I didn't really worry about it, but on very rare occasions, I would bump into a client in a grocery store or, you know, at Walmart and so forth. A lot of times I would see, for whatever reason, is attorneys, we're like superheroes. We see, if we think we see you, we go the other direction. But every now and then I would bounce into a client, and I had to start conditioning my clients to tell them, if you see me in public, it's like at a grocery store or Walmart, we need not speak about your case in public. Let me explain to you why that's important. There's no expectation of privacy when you're in public. Therefore, it's harder to keep information confidential. Guess what? If I'm over there getting me some cold cuts from the deli line, and you see me and you're like, oh, hey, Attorney Reeves, listen, I want to ask you about my case. Guess who can hear you? The people standing in the line, the people standing at the deli things. I don't care how much you keep your voice down low. I just want to know. You can whisper. I can still hear you. Why is that important? In order for your attorney to represent you, part of their responsibility is to maintain confidentiality over what you tell them and what information they have. So when they are finding themselves out in the open where they have no ability to be able to control who is listening to what you say, there is no ability to maintain confidentiality because there's no expectation of privacy. So I can tell you, as someone who's had to basically say, talk to me tomorrow, call me on the phone, call me tomorrow. And I could see my clients getting pissed because they want to talk to me right there and then because they have me. But what they're not realizing is that I'm doing that because I don't know who's listening. And I don't want anybody who's listening to blow up your case because they heard something that they would not have normally heard if you were just talking to me one-to-one in my office. And the other thing that's important to recognize is that trust. That case information ain't rolling in their head all the time. I used to joke and tell clients sometimes, contrary to popular belief, I take pride in the fact that I know things about my clients' cases, but I don't know every piece. I mean, you know, I used to represent a lot of clients who had VA cases, and their files are huge. And they would say, remember this thing? No, I don't remember, because I'm not going to keep that information here in that crazy noggin of mine. I'm going to take a look at it once I get the opportunity to go back to my office and I can pull your file up. And you don't want them to do something from memory like that. Why? Because if they tell you something that's wrong or off, you're going to be pissed. Well, they don't have that committed to memory. Why do you think they have a case management system? So they can manage your case. So if they're in a position where they can sit there and take a look at your documents and so forth in an office setting and be able to give you the feedback that you need and answer the questions you need, that's what you're looking for. You don't want somebody to try to remember what they were doing while they're standing over there by the Lucky Charms in the cereal aisle. So this is why it's important for you to understand. They're not going to have all that case information readily available in their brains to be able to regurgitate that to you right there on the spot. Nor should you want them to. And this is where it becomes tricky, especially when I tell people who, if you have an attorney who does billable hours, attorneys bill by the time. Even contingency fee cases, they have to sometimes, depending on the case, have to give a log of what time they've done. And so when they're asking for the court and telling the court that they need to be authorized for a certain dollar amount, they can be able to demonstrate to the court the work that they've done. Guess what? They're going to want to document every conversation that they have with you. Trust me, it's a fairly good chance they're not going to document it while they're sitting there with their kids in the line trying to get some ice cream and hot dogs for dinner that night. So why would you put them in a position where they have to discuss with you about a case that they have to document anyway? Now, I'm going to say this. I know that when I had my own law firm, I had a timer associated with my clients' cases. So I could literally pull their file up, hit a button and say, okay, what do you got? And so this way we would talk, and this way I could keep an accurate accounting of how much time I actually spent talking to them. So this way I could say, I spoke to you on this day, we talked for this amount of time, this is what we did. You can't do that, like I said, if you're standing in the checkout line at the grocery store. So it's important for you to recognize that when you're talking to somebody and you bump into them in the store, this is not their office place. So their ability to document and keep track of the time that they spent talking to you about your case is not going to be the same. Listen, if you have an attorney that you happen to see in a variety of different settings, please respect the fact that they have their own lives too. Don't get me wrong. there are a lot of attorneys who don't mind actively engaging with their clients out in public. And I'll tell you, I used to tell people, I don't mind being sociable. Just don't ask me to put on my what's going on with your case hat on right here, because it's not fair to you, because I don't have all the information that you need. And it's going to make you angry if I give you something that's not completely true. And it's not fair to me, because I want to be able to give you the best and most complete and competent answer to your question. And the only way I can do that is that if I have your file right in front of me.